This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to the United States of America. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
So today we are discussing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States. We saw that the Prime Minister had a very successful second day where he addressed the members of the Indian diaspora. He had a number of bilaterals and he also had a roundtable meeting with the leading CEOs of the world. So all in all, a very productive second day on his three-day visit to the U.S. Ambassador Sajjanhar, when you see these important events that took place on the second day, and if we look at them one by one, the first, of course, is the outreach to the diaspora. We saw this huge stadium and people of the Indian community who had gathered there to listen to the Prime Minister. And we've also seen that the diaspora outreach has been a major initiative of the Prime Minister's foreign policy. How do you see this outreach to the diaspora adding to the success of the visit?
Thank you very much. You're very right. I think if you were to look at the first visit of the Prime Minister after he became the Prime Minister in 2014, he traveled to the United States in September of that year to address the UN General Assembly. And you would recall his first address to the Indian diaspora was at the Madison Square Garden. Now, Madison Square Garden is a venue where normally political meetings, political gatherings don't take place. That is really reserved for rock stars and big music performances. But Prime Minister Modi's address to the diaspora, even on that occasion, was a sellout event. There were more than 25,000 people who attended. And he really took all the people by storm. As he had said at that time, that the reverberation and the echo of the meeting with the Indian diaspora, that should reach Washington, D.C., where he was going the next day at the invitation of President Barack Obama. And after that, there has been no looking back. As you said very correctly, this has become one of the signature templates of Prime Minister Modi's visit, not only as far as the United States is concerned, but all over the world. So after the Madison Square Garden, it was next year, it was in San Jose, and then it was in 2019, it was Howdy Modi in Houston, Texas, and then last year in Washington, D.C. So this one was particularly special because this was after the Prime Minister won and the NDA. They won the third consecutive term in office in India after the elections, which took place over such a long period. So it was the first address to the community after the third consecutive win in the elections that have taken place. And so it was significant in that sense. And the Prime Minister made out a number of important elements in his address, basically talking about the BJP government and the NDA government have been able to do over the last 10 years in terms of improving the living standards of the people, how women had been affected, how the electricity had been provided, water had been provided, and all the other facilities that had been provided. How many airports had been made, how many towns had got metro lines. So he gave an account of the progress and the advantages that had accrued to the people as a result of the 10 years of the NDA government. And some of the other important points he made was, of course, about the strength and the resilience of the India-US partnership, but also as to how India has emerged as a global leader in these years and how it has emerged as a peacemaker in these years. Also, he exhorted the people in terms of contributing to the development and to the growth of the country. He said our freedom fighters had contributed in by giving their life, their everything for the benefit, for the success, for the independence of the country. And we ourselves, of course, we could not give our lives, but we should vow, we should promise, we should take an oath to give our life in terms of making our contribution for the growth and progress of the country. So all in all, it was a very inspiring address to the people. And it was a long address as compared to many of the other addresses that he has given recently. And the people loved it, and it was a befitting address in the first visit after winning the election that he made to the United States.
While addressing a large gathering of the Indian community at an event in the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York last night, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said they have always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors.
आपके सामर्थ्य को भारतीय डायस्पोरा के सामर्थ्य को समझता रहा हूं जब मेरे पास कोई सरकारी पद नहीं था तब भी समझता था और आज भी समझता हूं आप सब मेरे लिए हमेशा से भारत के सबसे मजबूत ब्रांड एम्बेसडर रहे हैं और इसलिए मैं आप सबको राष्ट्रदूत कहता हूं
Ambassador Sajjanhar, another very significant thing we see is the roundtable with the CEOs in New York. And we also see that this roundtable saw the participation of CEOs of 15 major US-based firms working on cutting-edge technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing and semiconductors. The Prime Minister in his post on X, he wrote that had a fruitful roundtable with tech CEOs in New York. Discussing aspects relating to technology, innovation and more, also highlighted the strides made by India in this field. I am glad to see immense optimism towards India. How does this translate for India, which is today considered to be a rising, emerging global power and also it is the world's fastest growing economy? So, Ambassador Sajjanhar, would you say that this also is an impression of how the industries around the world are looking to invest in India's future?
No, absolutely. I think the attractiveness of India as an investment destination has increased significantly, as you said rightly, and as the Prime Minister himself noted in his address last evening. He said that over the last 10 years, India has moved from being the 10th largest economy to the 5th largest economy. And it is going to become the 3rd largest major economy in the world over the next few years. So that has definitely increased the attractiveness of India for investments. And he said there will never be a better opportunity because India has the skills, India has the market and India has the size and India has the talent. So he invited the CEOs. As you said, there were the CEOs of Google, of Facebook, of many other companies, major companies, semiconductor companies, also artificial intelligence, quantum computing, biotech, space. All these companies were represented in those Adobe, in those who came and spoke, met the Prime Minister. And basically what the Prime Minister has said, what she has maintained is that India could not take advantage, could not take benefit of the industrial revolution because India was a colony at that time. But India is not willing to give up on the opportunities under the technological revolution and it will take full advantage of the technological revolution and it will also become a leader as far as that is concerned. We had seen that when the Prime Minister had come to the United States last year in June when he was invited as a state guest and the agreements that were signed at that time were very ambitious and work has already started on implementing and actualization of those agreements. For instance, in the area of semiconductors, Micron Inc. had promised, had committed that it would invest $825 million. And the Prime Minister said at the Diaspora event that they had already started their construction. And it was mentioned by the Foreign Secretary in one of his press briefings that we could see the first exports of semiconductors from Micron Inc. happening as early as next year. And it was decided last year that there would be a total investment of about $2.75 billion in this venture. India has also put aside $10 billion for support of the semiconductor field as far as India is concerned. So all these agreements that are being signed, they are not only on paper. Prime Minister said that 5 approvals for setting up factories for manufacture of semiconductor, they have already been given. And he said very soon, possibly people will be able to see Indian-made semiconductor chips even in the United States. So I think in all these areas also, whether it is artificial intelligence, India has come out with its own thoughts that while artificial intelligence should be used for the benefit of the common people, but it should also be regulated in an ethical manner. So I think all these aspects would have been discussed, and I'm sure it will help India to occupy that position of importance and significance as far as technological growth is concerned. Because Prime Minister has said that if we want to provide the good jobs, well-paying jobs to our people, then manufacturing has to be promoted, has to be supported. Today, from a level of about 17-18% of our GDP contribution coming in from manufacturing, it needs to increase to 25-28%. And that cannot be done without getting latest technology into India. And that is what is sought to be achieved by the meeting that the Prime Minister had with the tech CEOs yesterday.
Ambassador Sajjanbhar, we also see that one important development in New York was Prime Minister's bilaterals, which he had on the sidelines. And if we look at, firstly, the bilateral that the Prime Minister had with the Nepalese Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, and the Nepalese Prime Minister after the meeting said that the meeting was very good. And we've also seen that Nepal has fluctuated, the governments have changed there. And how important is this meeting in New York, the fact that Prime Minister Modi and the Nepalese Prime Minister were able to meet, given the fact that there seems to be a little bit of political instability in Nepal?
Yes, as far as India is concerned, we have always given great importance to all our neighbors. In fact, right from the beginning of the first tenure, Prime Minister has focused on his neighborhood first policy. And you would remember that when he visited Nepal in 2014, it was at the beginning of August. And it was, in fact, the second bilateral visit that he had taken place after Bhutan. It was his visit, the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Nepal after a gap of 17 years. And after that, of course, he has been visiting Nepal very regularly, very frequently. And the idea is to strengthen relations at the level of the government, but also at the level of people to people. You are very right that the relations with Nepal have been fluctuating, particularly during the tenure of Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli when he was the Prime Minister on earlier occasions. But we are hopeful that increased interaction between the two countries, particularly at the highest level, would lower the temperatures and make the relationship more normal. And Nepal would also realize and recognize that its future is linked to strong, stable relations with India, which will be to mutual benefit.
Ambassador Sajjanbhar, very briefly, the Prime Minister also met the Palestinian President. He also had a meeting with the Crown Prince of Kuwait. As we see, the situation in the Middle East is still volatile. How significant are both these meetings?
These are very significant meetings because, as you said very rightly, that there is this war between Israel and Hamas taking place in Gaza. And we've seen that there is being a great deal of humanitarian loss. And with both the Crown Prince of Kuwait and President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestine Authority, this issue would have been discussed as to how to bring ceasefire to this conflict. This was also a matter that was discussed amongst the Quad countries, and it finds very prominent mention in the Wilmington Declaration that was issued. So this is a very important meeting. Also, I think it further emphasizes India's role as a peacemaker because India has excellent relations with Israel and, of course, with the Palestinian Authority. So if India can contribute in any way to bringing a ceasefire, bringing peace, I think it will be welcomed by all sides, and it will ensure that the further escalation of the conflict does not take place, as seems to be happening in recent days.
And with these comments, we bring today's discussion to an end. We will, of course, continue to follow the Prime Minister's visit to New York and also his address to the United Nations tomorrow. With these thoughts, we bring the discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to the United States of America. The participants were Ashok Sajjanbhar, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.